our good friend from LawPolitics.com, Jeremy Alford. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Jeremy, you just got back from D.C. Mardi Gras. When did you actually get back? Did you get stranded up there?
I did not. I was scheduled to fly out Monday evening, so my flight didn't get moved around. But you know, there were still people yesterday still trying to get down here. And I tell you what, the snow was something else. I mean, for a bunch of folks here who were wearing shorts on Christmas, it created a whole kind of different atmosphere for D.C. Mardi Gras. You know, a lot of folks were stuck indoors. There was a legislative snowball fight over the weekend at high noon where a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers picked up U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy and threw him in the snow. And man, I immediately thought if John Bel Edwards could get everybody in a room who was there at that moment, that he could have accomplished something with that goodwill. it really made for something to see.
The comment that I heard, I was at La Crue de Louisiane here last Friday night, and the comment I heard was, well, the federal government is not going to be able to mess anything up for a few days.
that's very true. I mean,
They used the word mess, by the way.
Shut down.
Jeremy, this is a huge meet and greet opportunity, basically a big schmoozorama. But you've been to several of these. What comes out of these constructively?
Well, constructively, they're kind of serve as political workshops. You know, people will go up there, start to put deals together, and when I say deals, I mean policy packages, funding for the state. You know, John Bel Edwards probably spent more time working than he did visiting the parties and functions. First time in 3 years the governor has even showed up at D.C. Mardi Gras, but he met with department heads, he met with other federal officials, and took several meetings. And it definitely, certainly was a working trip for him.
Well, and it also introduces Louisiana's concerns to pretty much every member of Congress, because they're all there, and all the cabinet secretaries and all the undersecretaries.
Well, you know, I mean, more so, it's really almost like you relocate Louisiana's political class up to D.C. For a few days and get them out of an environment. And, for me, that's the kickoff of the political season is D.C. Mardi Gras. Everyone gets together. You see, you know, you hear in the months prior about who wants to run for this and who wants to run for that. But especially for these federal offices, when you see them show up in D.C. shaking hands and working rooms, you realize that, hey, these are some of the serious contenders.
All right, you open the door. Who's running? Who's running? We John Kennedy.
Who's not?
John Kennedy, Rob Manus, Charles Bustani.
Both of them announced this week, right?
Yeah.
John Fleming.
John Fleming. Anybody from the Democrat side saying I'm in it?
Well, that's the big question mark, is that the Democratic side is not shaped up. But Carolyn Fayard, who is a Denham Springs attorney and as well known in the New Orleans area, she has not officially announced. However, on some of the more popular D.C. political blogs, her campaign is already advertising for fundraising staff. So she's hiring folks, but not yet announced.
Well, that tells me she's in. If she's looking for fundraising staff, she's in.
It certainly sounds like it. Senator Gary Smith was in D.C. As well, working the rooms pretty hard. And he's already had meetings with the Senate Campaign Committee on the Democratic side, and so has Foster Campbell, who was in D.C. I think after flirting with some high-profile races, he sounds more likely than ever to jump into this contest. You got Eric LaFleur, the state senator, who said he's thinking about it, Robert Johnson, the state representative, and Alexandria Mayor Jacques Roy. But no formal announcement from any of those folks yet.
Do you get any sense from the Democrats that they may feel a little bit more empowered, that they could win another statewide election after getting a Democrat in the governor's mansion?
Look, especially when you compare it to the sentiment that existed in Democratic circles after Mary Landrieu lost to what it is today, that there's a whole new sense of hope that they can compete. This race will be the true test to see whether, you know, the Edwards-Vitter election was a one-off, or it points to a trend that Democrats can still compete. You know, and a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about that.
As we get more into the season for this election, I think it's going to come on us very, very quickly. Are the Republicans going to have some sort of an awakening saying, we dilute our chances by having 200 candidates in this race?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing the Democrats are facing now with this many contenders. But you know, this has happened in all the federal races. In the 3rd district race out of Acadiana, the 4th up in Shreveport, I mean, we're looking at some extremely large fields. And the Republican Party has gotten so large that there's so many different factions now. You got kind of a hard right faction, which is further divided between kind of the Tea Party folks that we've learned about over the years, and also the Christian advocacy groups. And then you have your more moderate Republicans. You have your establishment Republicans. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, especially in the Senate race, because you're going to have really an individual from all of these different groups represented.
Well, that seems to be, to me, part of the problem with the GOP is there's not one Republican Party anymore. There's like 4, maybe 5. And they're very fractious, and as Ben said many times, they tend to eat their own when it gets to be election time.
Well, and the only one that's really got a built-in campaign slogan that's really catchy right now is Foster Campbell.
What's that slogan?
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Wait, I'll tell you what, that's going to make for some interesting debates. If you have him and John Kennedy on one stage, we'll have an overflow of some of this country folksy wit that both of them are known for. Huh.